Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the latest inflation report is out today, and it's not good. In June, prices were up 0.5% from May and over 9% compared to a year ago. That's even higher than economists expected. In fact, it's a 40-year high. Everything got more expensive last month. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi is here, thankfully. Ali, not good.
It's not good at all. If I were pressed to find a silver lining in here, most of it is energy. Now, that's cold comfort to anybody who consumes energy, which is 100% of us. But it's if it were structural, meaning for it were in every basket that we measure for inflation, I'd be very worried that this is across the board inflation. And the only way to combat this is surging interest rates, which causes a recession. The fact that it is still about energy prices, largely to do with the embargoes that we've got on Russian energy, means that there might be a creative solution to this that doesn't push us into a recession. But I will say the odds have increased that we're going to end up in a recession, because the only way to fight this is to keep increasing, generally speaking, is to keep increasing interest rates.
Well, let's get at all of that. We just heard President Biden is going to be asking the Saudis to increase oil production. More oil means there's more to go around, and it brings the prices down. And because you've explained to us, you know, there is job growth and consumer demand. That's good.
Yes.
Until there's not enough to buy, which is happening. The supply and energy shortages caused by the pandemic and Russia's war, you just explained that. Not enough things, prices get raised so manufacturers can make their money. So when does that stop? I mean, is it just about gas prices coming down if we can produce more gas and oil to bring the prices down?
Well, they're mathematically, the whole idea of demand outstripping supply stops in two ways. Either the supply increases, i.e. more oil is produced, which, by the way, climate activists hate that idea, or demand falls. And a recession or high gas prices are what cause that to fall. And by the way, that applies to the entire economy, right? We've got food increases because we're not getting wheat out of Ukraine. We've got supply chain issues. We've got semiconductors that are in short supply. So the only two ways to fix this is either you have more of the stuff or you curtail the demand. Interest rates are the way we curtail demand. So you've got two things going on. You've got prices going up. That curtails demand because people will say, maybe I don't have to buy that car this year or that dishwasher. I'll buy it next year or the year after. That could create a recession.
Right.
And the actual idea that these interest rates are up, so I can't put it on my credit card. I don't want to carry a loan. A business can't buy money to expand. So that's the problem. This is much more art than it is science.
Right.
That's the formula for fixing it. But the formula is often not done right.
It's Goldilocks. And
yes,
the Fed has been raising interest rates for the past several months now. And again, raising interest rates increases the borrowing costs for not just companies, but consumers. You know, what you carry on your credit card, that weighs on, brings down economic activity. But if you bring it out too far, people aren't buying anything, and then that's bad.
Right. And there's no science to this. As much as this happens on a regular basis, we've never perfected the speed at which you raise interest rates to slow down the economy.
Well, and what was disturbing is that the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, even said recently, we now understand better how little we understand about inflation. So what do you think about the more increases in rates?
Look, they're going to happen. And there are a number of people who say it's too much and it's too fast and the Fed should stop. Bank of America came out this morning after the inflation numbers came out and said, we now predict a recession will occur this year. It will recover in 2023. And by the way, their projection is not for a big recession. It's for a negative growth of about 1.3% or something. That's not a big recession. We can handle small recessions, but there are people who say maybe the Fed should stop now, which makes sense until next month when we get another report that inflation is 8% or 9% or 10%, and people get mad. They're saying, I'm buying the same stuff for more money, or I'm getting less stuff for the same money. It happens every time somebody fills their gas tank. And they get mad, and that becomes a political issue, because then it becomes a throw the bums out thing, and nobody who's in political power wants to be the party or the the president or the governor who presided over this inflation. So that's when the math, the economics, the psychology, and the politics right. all come together, and it is a very hard cake to bake.
Well, and given all the reasons behind this inflation, no bum is going to be able to, you know, maybe figure it out any better. And if people say, I'm, you know, a pox on all of you, I'm not buying anything, well, then companies start laying people off and firing
that's
people.
That's exactly right.
And then we go into that well. Wow, this has been fun. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.
We'll check back in with you, maybe better news.